And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The news from Washington about the so-called tax reform plans working their way through Congress just keeps getting worse. Not only do both the Senate and House plans feature gigantic giveaways to the rich and profitable corporations at the expense of middle-class and low-income Americans, they also include several other potentially devastating and just plain mean provisions. Topping the list, yet another proposal to sabotage the highly successful Affordable Care Act, this time in such a way that, according to the Congressional Budget Office, 13 million Americans will lose their health coverage. Other destructive provisions would raise taxes on individuals struggling with student loan debt, do away with the deductions for individuals with high medical expenses, slash the estate tax on the super rich, and even do away with a deduction for teachers who buy their own classroom supplies. To make matters even worse, economists of all stripes agree that the plans would cause the national debt to soar. The bottom line? Though they've been billed as providing tax relief for all, the tax plans actually represent trickle-down economics at their worst and are the last thing a nation already struggling with inequality needs. I'm Rob Schofield.